Yes, it's quite complicated for me. I'm programmed here as T-point Turner, and this is what I'm not. I'm not T-point Turner. I would say I'm Uli Erdl. This is my name. And I'm invited here as T-point Turner, which is not really true. I'm invited here as the agent of T-point Turner. This is actually the job which I'm doing in the last time, like the last year, a lot. It somehow turned out that this is my job, to be the agent of T-point Turner. And I will a little bit talk about the work of me, the agent of T-point Turner, and also about the work of T-point Turner. So this was the introduction. And basically, it's working like this. T-point Turner gets invited somehow, and then Turner doesn't want to show up somehow, writes me a letter, says like, okay, I'm invited again, I don't feel like going there, and there are some different reasons out of God knows what reasons. Turner is not appearing and sends me to save the situation, like to save honor in general, honor. And so then I go, and I'm equipped with all this stuff, like Turner's texts and Turner's music and Turner's video clips. And yes, then I'm facing the audience, and yes. I don't know why Turner is invited that much. I think Turner is invited out of a, that's a guessing. It's not solid floor at all. Because of Turner's absence, and out of this absence, Turner is criticizing the people who are present in a way, the absent, that the people who are not we always criticize the we. And so I think this is, it's quite up to date to invite your own critics. So that's why I guess Turner is invited. Maybe I make a little example. It's a radio interview with Turner, April 4th. It's quite old. It was in Basel, Radio Lokal Kultur Basel. And this is an interview with Turner. The radio says, "Hello, dear audience, dear listeners of Radio Kultur Basel. I have now in the studio right here, right now, T-point Turner. T-point Turner is going to play tomorrow here in Basel. Turner, tell us, what are we looking forward to?" Silence. Radio Kultur Basel says, "Turner, what will you bring to us?" It's again silence. Radio Kultur Basel says, "Turner." Turner is apparently not answering. Silence again. Radio Kultur Basel says, "You are all right." Again, silence. And then Radio Kultur Basel says, "I want to repeat my question. Turner, you are going to play tomorrow here in Basel. What can our listeners look forward to?" And then Radio Kultur Basel says, "Dear listeners, Turner is sitting here in my studio and he's not speaking. I hope you believe me, but Turner is really here. Turner is sitting beside me, looking like Turner as we know Turner. as we have seen Turner so many times. Turner looks at me. Turner looks at the microphone. Turner doesn't look thoughtful and also not really silent. Turner is breathing. So that's the interview with Turner. This is another thing. What I think about Turner's work is also a lot. Nobody's really sure what Turner's going to do, and it's a lot about like secret or expectation, and I will talk about this later. So, okay, this is Turner, and now comes the third part of my speech. It's called the confession. I say here now out that Turner is not existing. I invented Turner. It was a mood. I invented Turner. I invented myself as the agent of Turner. I invented the audience of Turner because they were coming to Turner's performances because of Turner. So this felt really good. I had a lot of power and I liked this work. And now comes the second part of the confession. And here I'm again leaving solid floor. It's somewhere where like something like expectation comes in, because I realized that Turner was not only inventing Turner's audience, but also the audience was inventing Turner. Because, I hope everybody can follow me, the audience was inventing Turner because everybody thought of Turner of somebody else. I realized after like one of these interviews, I asked the audience to draw a picture of Turner, and all these pictures look completely different. And I had the feeling everybody in the audience knew who Turner is. And so there was somehow a feedback process starting, like the audience expecting something from Turner and Turner inventing the audience. And suddenly I just felt it didn't have anything to do with me. And this was scaring me. And I got quite bewildered and also like hurt, because I just felt like I was this like media and not worth speaking or something. And so this is what I call Turner's revenge somehow. I was writing to Laurence that I will make something about Turner's revenge, and like me being not part of this anymore, about this like relation between Turner and Turner's audience. And so I now make also a revenge, and I leave Turner where Turner is, and Turner and the audience where Turner and the audience is. And I thought for here, for you today, I just play some of my songs. I first need, who was like making this sign, this public micro? Who did write this? Could you please write me a sign like that, which says guitar? And for the second part, I would like not to be amplified, and I would even ask you to come more close. And I would also ask you to please put this light off.
Yeah, it's good. Thank you very much. So this is, I play some songs with my guitar, and I'm with this performance, I'm going back to the roots where I come from, playing the guitar. I think I was maybe 10 years old and sitting at the fireside at the scouts camp. So I'm going to play some songs which are recent songs from mine, but they still have this mood of the fireside. And I'm just speaking because I want the guitar sign to be finished. You at the guitar sign.
Yeah.
How far are you?
It's nearly finished. There are evidence to explain
again. Okay. Explain again. Does somebody have a question? Something you did
Why
not.
Why don't you like being amplified?
You will see. This is explaining itself in the performance. I cannot answer it right now, but you can answer. If you don't get it through the performance, you can answer me this again.
In what language do you want guitar to be written?
I said guitar, actually, but it's a good point. Does everybody know the word guitar in English? Why do you ask?
Well, French is longer.
Yeah. Yes, it's true. I have some glue here. I put it already here. Oh, wow, that's a very nice sign. Oh, thank you very much. This is a very nice sign. So, these are the songs I play, like, in the last times. Some are finished, one I just finished right now, which is not, it's not finished actually, but I will perform it anyways. But this one which I play first, maybe everybody knows, the amplified. You with your sad eyes, don't be discouraged. Oh, I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it all, and the darkness inside you make you feel so small. But I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful like a rainbow. You with your sad eyes, don't be discouraged. Oh, I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it all, and the darkness inside you make you feel so small. Aber ich sehe deine richtigen Farben durchscheinen. Ich sehe deine richtigen Farben. Und das ist der Grund, warum ich dich liebe. So, hab keine Angst, sie durchscheinen zu lassen. Den richtigen Farben. How beautiful, like a rainbow. Ah, escape. Okay, this was my first song, which I play to you today. It's quite a sad song about true colors, and now comes a funny song. This is funny. Yeah, funny. Wants to be like me, but that is unfortunately something that cannot really be in this reality. And what is so good about me? I'm not really cool, I'm not too much beautiful, I guess he's just a fool. Oh, I hope I'm not too cruel, but everybody can see that he tries to be like me. He wants to be like me. He tries to be like me. I'm not a star. I have no car. But maybe he likes my guitar. Maybe he likes my guitar. He wants to be like me. He tries to be like me. Isn't that funny?
Okay, this was the song It's Funny, and I turned out to be like obsessed with the word funny. The next song is called It's Not Funny, and this is actually a promise. It's a promise which I was giving to Laurence. I said like I will like answer to this situation here. And that's what I was writing like crazy before. I tried to find the things which had, or words which were important to other people, like words which were repeated. Words which were repeated, and words which has meaning for me, and words which had more a question. And so this song is actually changing everywhere where I'm performing it. It's changing. So here it's called Not Funny, and maybe it's called Words Are Not Funny or something like this. Words are funny and meaning is funny, and sentences are funny and stories are funny, and history is funny and history is funny and mystery is funny and secrets are funny, and words are funny and language is funny and voices are funny and voices are beautiful. Voices are funny and signs are funny and A is funny and B is funny
And forks are funny, and food is funny, and mood is funny, and need is funny. And words are funny, and power is funny, and money is funny, and time is funny. And times are funny, and weather is funny, emotions are funny, and tragedies are funny. And opera is funny, and fashion is funny, and power is funny, and old-fashioned is funny. And music is funny, and singing is funny, and voices are funny, and singing voices are funny. This is the intersection. Now there should be the words interesting and artificial also. Words. I'm too late now. I will. Words are funny, and bodies are funny, and bitches are funny, and firesides are funny, and guitars are funny, and stage diving is funny, and culture is funny, and audiences are funny. And you are funny, you are funny, you are funny, and you are funny. And we are funny, we are funny, we are funny, oh yeah. Just this is not funny, this is not funny, this is not funny, no, no. This is not funny, and this is not funny, and this is not funny, no, no. No, 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 this is not funny, no, no, everybody. This is not funny, and 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 this is not funny, no, no. Thank you. That was Uli Erdl's songs.